idea that's mevusis on a Ben Ish Chai and something I heard from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal. Together, it's a very yesodistic message. Nami, basically, Perek Gimel deals with Nami arranging the shidduch between Rus and Boyaz. That's really most of the Perek. It's very interesting the way it works. So that's what Bianca was aiming at. But first, let's look at what Nami says. V'atoymen Nami chamoisa, biti alay avakesh moch manoyach asheyita loch. So the Ben Ish Chai says, what does that mean, Bechlal? Of course, I mean, it's possible. I'm looking for you to have a manoyach that's good for you. I mean, that's like Olive Bays. What's she trying to bring out? Haloi! Also, the Ben Ish Chai points out that when Nami was talking to Rus and Orpah about finding a shidduch, if you look at the end of Perek Aleph, so Nami tells Rus and Orpah, Umotzena menucha, each one of you will find menucha, Lashon Nekeva. So the Ben Ish Chai is aimed, why over here is Nami talking Lashon Zohar, Manoyach? That's the second question. And then he asks, and this is a Mamish Apella, he says, everybody knew that there was another relative here, Pliny Almoni. His name was Toiv. There was another relative here that was a whole generation closer. Okay? So meaning, he was clearly a closer relative by one generation. Right? So meaning, one less removed than Boyaz. So the obvious question is, and that's obviously what Boyaz did at the end. At the end, Boyaz said, I need to talk to him. He's a Korv Yosef Mimeni. Rus, Fishteitzach, Rus didn't know the family dynamic. Rus didn't know the geography, the family geography. She didn't know. No cash on Rus. But the Ben Ish Chai is bothered. What about Nami? Nami knew the geography. And Nami is a Ganser Rebbetzin. So why did Nami send Rus like on a wild goose chase here? Send it to Boyaz. It's not going to work with Boyaz anyway, because Boyaz is going to then have to go run back to Pliny Almoni, to Toiv, because he's a closer elder. And ultimately, if Toiv decides that he doesn't want, it'll come back to Boyaz, which is what happened. That's not going to happen. But if you look at the Perek, it went around in a Hakofa. Nami first sends it to the wrong address. Nami sends Rus to the wrong address. She knew that. So that's the does fact the Ben Ish Chai. Interesting, the Kadmonim are not really aiming on that. But it's really brilliant. Really stands out why she did that. And then she says, Rus already knows Boyaz well. Rus knows Boyaz well because she's been hanging out in this field. He was very nice to her. He was makar of her. Va'ato ali Boyaz moidatenu. Asher ha'yisus na'roisov. This is all old information. So, ask the Ben Ish Chai, what's this new thing? Va'ato. Hine yuzoyres kerem asoyrem alayla. What is that? What's the chiddush that Nami is telling Rus? She could give it a whole, and then she tells her what she wants her to do. She could have told her to do that without saying va'ata hine boyaz moedatenu. Asher ha'yisus na'roisim. This is all what Rus knows. She's been hanging out there the whole season. So these are kashas that he asked the Ben Ish Chai. Reb Yankov has a different kasha. Reb Yankov says he doesn't understand what Nami's rationale was to do the shidduch in the most l'chayre meshugan ha'ofen. Right? Meshugan ha'ofen. Okay? No shidduch in the world in any respectable family could have gotten off the ground in this way. In a million years. In a million years. I mean, imagine such a mice. The girl shows up. Shalom Aleichem knocks on the bedroom door. Would you like to marry me? If there'd be a havamina, the shidduch would work out. That would kill it. Right? They're crazy. Meaning, this is like the craziest possible way to make a shidduch. I don't know if it bothers the Olam here, but it should. It should, because Nomi was a kluger, a kluger floy, a balas ruach hakodesh. She knew what she was doing. Stam! Boys is from the Gnei Ador. You get a psah from the Ziknei Rosh Hashivas, go to Meretz's Gedolei HaTorah, and have somebody should sit down with Boaz by the next Meretz's Gedolei HaTorah meeting. That would be normal. That's normal. But Zelig Epstein, all of Hashem, was a Rabbi Yankiv Shatchin on his second wife. It was a pastor, Zelig Epstein. A Rosh Hashiva, old Rosh Hashiva, Mitarvadas, and Yedid of Rabbi Yankiv. That's the way you do a Shidduch with a Gadol Hador. The way Nomi worked it out, you don't even do a Shidduch like that with the bum of the community. You don't do a Shidduch like that. To get Boaz the Gadol Hador, that's not the way you'd make a Shidduch. It's not what was going on in Nomi's mind. What was she thinking? Well, why has it worked out? Taka worked out. That's how good the cash in. It worked out. But why so? And this is as it is. Rus has all the baggage. Hagiyeris Amoy Avio Ashaylif. She's allowed to marry. She has already enough baggage. So now, on top of the baggage, we have another crazy thing. That she shows up in the middle of the night, Shalom Aleichem. Scares him out of his wits. All of a sudden, Vihine Isha, there's a lady, what's this thing? Would you like to marry me? This is what Bianca asked. So, well, let's get to what the Ben Ish Chai says. On the first part. The Ben Ish Chai comes up with a gewalt, a gewalt. The Ben Ish Chai starts to a Gemara in Bava Kama. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama that talks about Rus and Naamah HaMoynis. These are two chash of a woman. Naamah HaMoynis was also brought into Klal Yisrael, but she came Deiris later. She came into Klal Yisrael Deiris later. So the Gemara in Bava Kama explains that Rus had Tzchusavus. Tzchusavus was that her great-grandmother, who was Bas Loit, right, Chaptarai in the mitzvah one night before the other one. Bechira before the Tzira. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama that Lo'olam Yizar is Ogam U'Dvar Mitzvah. A person should always Yizar is yourself to Dvar Mitzvah. And the Schar that the Bechira was Makdim the Tzira for Dvar Mitzvah was Zoicha that she got into Klal Yisrael Kama V'Kama Deiris earlier. Because Nama, this other Giyaris, with the mother of Rechavim ben Shloimeh, she came into Klal Yisrael 4 Deiris later. That's the Gemara. So the Ben Ish Chai says a Gevald de Gevald. He says that we know that Rus was Zoicha 4 Deiris, that she's going to live for 4 Deiris. Her lifespan will be over 4 deres. And she taka was zoicha to see Shloim HaMelech al kisei malchusa. Chazal tell us that she was in the palace. Shloim HaMelech made a kisei lehim HaMalchus. He had a special throne for his grandmother, his great-grandmother. And Chazal tell us in Yalkut Shemayni that was Rus. So Rus was zoicha to see Shloim HaMelech al kisei malchuse. It's a special schus. And it was part of this schus that she had to have these 4 deiros. So the Ben Ish Chai says, Nomi was so oiskahal, was so thought out in getting Rus to get everything that she should get, what she deserves, that she wanted her dafka to marry Boaz and not marry Pliny Almighty. Because if she would have married Pliny Almighty, her fourth generation would have been David. She would have never seen Shlomo. So can you imagine how Oiska Trachnomi was? So, she knew Epis, it has to be And that was the Monoyach HaShayit Tavloch. She was talking about that Monoyach, that Shloim HaMelech, that's going to be your schus that you're going to see it. That was the Lashon Zocha. She wasn't talking about Menucha that she was talking about when she was talking to Rus and Harpa, about their personal life. Then she would have said B'Lashon Nekeva. But Alo Avakesh Loch Monoyach, I'm looking for that Monoyach HaShayit Tavloch. That's schus that you have. And the Meila Nomi knew, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, that somehow it's going to work out with Boaz. She knew it's going to work out with Boaz. And because she knew it was going to work out with Boaz, she sent her first to Boaz. Instead of going to Pliny Almoni, she sent her to the right, she knew that this is the right address. How it's going to work out? She doesn't know, but she knew it's going to work out. That she knew it's going to go. It's going to work out. As I touched on the Ben Ishchai, comes Rabbi Yankif, and Rabbi Yankif takes a very similar approach. And Rabbi Yankif spoke about this. Why we read Megillus Rusan Shulis? He used this as the main nekuda. This was the main nekuda that he spoke about. Some of you may remember a couple of years ago Pesach we spoke about the Shaila of the Rosha, the chil between the Rosha and the Chochem and the Agoda. So the Mefarshim ask, it came out the same thing. The Rosha and the Tzaddik, the Chochem come out say the same thing. Right? Hashem Elikeinu Eschem, Avod Hazoy Zlochem. It's almost the same thing. So the Chavos Da'as says that if you look in the Rosha, in the Psukim, in the Torah, the Rosha comes, Ma Avod Hazoy Zlochem, he comes now. He's asking questions now. That means he's not taking the matzah and the morah. He's asking now, what is this? I'm not ready to shtel suit to the Seder. If you look in the Psukim in the Torah of the Chochom, for Hoyo ki yishayocha bincho lamocha. Now why does he use a lashon lamocha? So the Chavos Da'as says it reflects a much deeper idea. The Chochom is nasa v'nishma. The Chacham does. The Chacham is not saying, one second, what is this? He's, I'm doing. I want to understand. But it doesn't impair my, I'm jumping in bizrizus, I'm doing it. He's not coming to say that he needs to understand in order to do. He's doing. He's asking, Nasa v'nishma, I want to hear. But the nishma has nothing to do with the Nasa. The Nasa is Nasa. We know that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on the moment. We tell the Rasha, your approach? If in Mitzrayim we would have said, one second. Let's understand what's going on here. We're not running nowhere. Let's wait. That's what we tell. Haki Yeshiva, you're not knocking him out now. You're knocking out that approach. Haki Yeshiva, it doesn't work. It's not going to work. You got to hop a line. If you have a mitzvah, you have an opportunity, you have something, you have to hop a line. I can tell you over the years I've seen the people that hop a line, they get places in life, and the people that don't hop a line, not they get delayed. They get nowhere. Everything is lamacha. They live in a life of lamacha. Their whole life is lamacha. Everything about their life is lamacha. Parnasa, and this, whatever it is, it's all lamacha. The way a person gets somewhere, Zrizus. Zrizus is everything. Zrizus is the difference between Hatzlacha and completely gone. The Meiler of Yankov said a Gval de Gavort. He said that's the reason, that's one of the takeaways from Megillus Rus. He says, oh, well, let's think about this. Nami came up with this, she had this Ruach HaKodesh. She had Ruach HaKodesh. She had some kind of Gili. That Boaz is the one for Nami, for Rus. He's the one. Okay. So what would have been the normal way to go about it? Okay, now I'm going to do research. Who's the best person to read the Shidduch? Who's the best person? And for that, they could have spent a couple of weeks. Who's the best person? Which Rosh Hashiva? Which Rav? Who does Boaz owe something to? Who does... Right? And then that could be a plot until he approaches Boaz. Naomi said, one second. This is Malchus based off it. I got this Gilui now. I got this Gilui. I got to do it now. There's no time to wait. There's no time to wait. I got to do it now. And the only way to do it now is to do it now. Memela, no shatchonim. Now. We're going to take care of this now. Rabbi Isai, when did it happen? The next morning. Boy is also could have said, you know what? Let's plan a chasen. I gave a shir in my shul about 29 years ago, 28, 29 years ago. Shabbos afternoon shir. I gave a shir. And in the shir, I had a mazel. I mentioned something about ksuba. But that wasn't the topic of the shir. I mentioned ksuba. And I explained it a little bit, what a ksuba is. And one of my balabatim, who's a bal tshuva, comes to me after the shir, goes, Rabbi, I don't think I have a ksuba. I said, can't be. You don't have a ksuba. I don't have a ksuba. It's not, I don't think we ever had a ksuba. He said, it's not shaykh. I said, you have a Jewish man? You had a rabbi. You had a reformed rabbi. So I said, you're missing a lot more than a ksuba. I said, you have to get married. He was like, I mean, I said it nicer than I'm telling it to you now. I said, maybe it's good to get married. Anyway, the guy calls me right after Shabbos. I'm Shabbos afternoon. Mom is like 6 o'clock. He calls me Monsi Shabbos. Rabbi, I spoke it over with my wife. And the mom is, this guy's a tzaddik. Spoke it over with my wife. We want to get married properly. We're planning a wedding. In a couple of months, we're going to make a major bash. A proper wedding. That wedding wasn't a wedding. I said, no. I said, Beryl. His name wasn't Beryl. I said, Beryl, this can't be in a couple of months. This has to be, he said, like, when does it have to be? I said, tonight. Tonight. Anyway, all the other shaylos of Tahara were not negated. This is a regular frum, 100% frum mishpacha. Halavai, I should be as eneluch as they are. Very, very. Anyway, the next morning we had a chasana in my backyard. To that night, I told him he has to leave the door to his room open because she's a pnuye and this is a yichud. Baruch Hashem, they had older kids in the house. It wasn't such a big shaila. But if not, they would have to move out then. This was not a job. Right? Boyaz could have told us, listen, this is givaldik. I'm the shofet hador. I'm the shofet. Right? Let's make a wedding for Klal Yisrael. We'll plan a wedding properly. What did Boaz do? The next morning, takes care of plenty almighty, gets him out of the way, gathers 10 people. This is like 4 people during COVID. You know how many chasas I had? Maybe 30 chasas I was masada during COVID. Just a million of people. We had to have 2 edim that weren't related, was not poshut. And people felt like, you know, I said, Mazel's Beis Dovin came from a COVID wedding. 10 people! Mazel's Beis Dovin! A lot of chasen kals felt better when they thought of it that way. Mazel's Beis Dovin! Boys didn't wait a second. Guess what happened? Got married. Ruth became pregnant that night. And Boys died before the morning. That's what I say. Malchus Beis David. If Nami would have looked for a chaplain, the whole thing would be over. Oyva Bapu, gone with the wind. If Boaz would have stole, so let's make a Bakovetik Chasana. Gone. But there was a Zrizus on the level of Malachi, and that Zrizus contributed to everything that happened. This was a Biankiv's Yisoid, that the Yisoid of Mount Torah is to be Azores. And that's what you see from Megillah's Rus. But I want to tell you that this Yisoid of a Biankiv is almost a Beferish Chazal, once you hear it. Obviously, if you wouldn't hear a Biankiv's word, you wouldn't know it. But the Mevish Lekach Tov is the one that brings down the story about Boaz dying that night. And you know what the Mevish Lekach Tov is going on? It's going on the Pasuk, that we're going to learn about tomorrow. Yulad ben Lenami. When they had a baby, when Ruth had a baby, so the Shechinis, everybody said, Yulad ben Lenami. Nami had a baby. What's Nami? Ruth and Boaz. Ruth and Boaz. That's where the Yalkut. The Lekach Tov says, no, Boaz died. Boaz died. He never was able to see the kid. At least in this world. Never was able to see the kid. So what's the obvious kasha the medrash? But why is the way it's being conveyed is by Yulad ben Lenami? The Teretz is because if not for Nami's resistance, Ben would have never been here. When Boaz died that night, we realized Yulad ben Lenami. Nami is the one who facilitated it. If not for Nami's reasons, the whole thing could have never happened. It was Nami's reasons that made the whole thing evolve to become what it became. That's an unbelievable takeaway from Megillas Rus. If you see such a yesod from Klal Yisrael, and it was all bonery on Jesus. Shows you the importance. Next time a mitzvah comes your way, a seder, a learning, something comes your way, and you say, hey, you know, I'll wait. I just had a Talmud recently with a shidduch. He asked me, shyly, can't go out then, he can go out then, he can so maybe just push it off for two. I said, now. I told him this vote. I told him, b'kitzel, not the way I said it now, but I told him this he said, agut zach, jump in or chas v'sholom, it could never happen.